Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. Thank you so much for joining us, the 14th day of December 2012. And there is a reported school shooting in Connecticut, one of the states that has draconian restrictions on gun ownership. Reportedly, right now, it looks like only the gunman is dead. But the media will hype the living daylights out of this. So anytime somebody goes crazy, the first thing pops in their head is go to a victim disarmament zone, a free fire zone where it's guaranteed no one is armed to protect themselves. If you went and randomly went in people's houses in Texas, more than 70% of people statistically own guns in the state, about 60% nationwide. And, if you just randomly went and kicked in doors and tried to, shoot people, you'd get shot in most homes. But government training camps, you can bet nobody is going to be armed there, unless there happens to be a police officer out in the parking lot. So we'll be looking at that. Also, obviously, the big news, and Kurt Nemo has a story from our source, Jim Tucker, up at Infowars.com. Trilateralists discuss big war in the Middle East as Obama sends soldiers to Turkey. And here is the CNN report. U.S. to send troops, Patriot missiles to Turkey. The troops are already there. The Patriot missiles were already there. They've been there for 22 months, helping get al-Qaeda trained and armed and how to use shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles, and that's all on record. And the ambassador there in Benghazi and the al-Qaeda command post worldwide is not Afghanistan. It is Benghazi in eastern Libya. He was there, of course, reportedly helping to transfer the missiles to Turkey, and then he magically got killed when the local security chief, which is al-Qaeda, came by and killed him. And for 8 hours, Obama ordered the stand down. Gee, what do you think's going on there? They're getting rid of the evidence of what they've done, because when they roll into phase two, after they bring down Syria, they're going to launch terror attacks in Europe and the United States. And then you know what's going to happen. You're going to learn to have the TSA search your vehicle on the highway. They've got them in place in all 50 states ready for this, and they're going to be going down those pants. It's all an act of demoralizing and totally dominating you, getting you ready for full martial law. So trilateralists discuss a big war in the Middle East as Obama sends soldiers to Turkey. And we've got the quote here from Tucker, from his trilateral source. It could be the biggest war we've ever had over there. One was overheard saying, according to Tucker's report. So, and he's got some great sources inside Trilateral, not just Bilderberg, because they're one and the same. And we're going to be breaking that down more here, obviously. Also, the really important news, much more important than a giant regional war and things like that. TSA calls bomb specialist on a wheelchair-bound 12-year-old girl with bone disorder. She cries. His mommy is told she can't help her. But that is an important story. What is really, though, a lot more important than even that is Justin Bieber kidnap plot gang wanted $2,500 per testicle. Per testicle, if you can even believe any of that. So that's the really important top story in the United States today. We will have coming up a special report we've worked on for several weeks off and on. Aaron is in there as usual, putting the finishing touches on it. So it should be ready by the second or third hour today on the fact that 2012 is a grand hoax. That is coming up. And we'll get into implementation of Obamacare now beginning. Bloomberg reporting a doubling in the average premium you'll be paying monthly. Oh, it's free health care. How are you liking it? And now, you people that were getting free health care through the state, you're not going to get any of it now. Hope you enjoy yourselves.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina, if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
It is Friday, the 14th day of December, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are joined by a special guest coming up in the second hour today. And we are going to be looking at the different operations that the globalists plan to run against this country. But make no mistake. This nation is in a process of being reeducated and being collectivized. NAFTA and GATT and Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and the FEMA regions and the federalization of the government training camps, everything. The psychological brainwashing, drugging corps, the psych warfare systems of the television. It's all pointed at you and your family. And it's all meant to wreck civilization and society so that a eugenics population reduction can be carried out openly. And we've seen the ambient background of the soft kill weaponry turned up against us, and now the acceleration of that intensifying. But here is the good news that I want to get across to everybody today. by taking the red pill and just looking at what is admitted and facing those facts, we have a chance, we have a good shot of turning this around, because there is not just the evil million-mile-long historical undead snake of tyranny that is slithering forward, but there's also other paths in human development. In fact, I wrote some notes on this subject this morning when I was reflective. There are competing forces, is the best way to say it. There are competing forces in this world. And I will say that I have taken the red pill to quite an extent. You know, you think you are enlightened, you think you're informed, and then you just learn even more, and the rabbit hole goes that much deeper. And it is extremely sobering and also extremely painful, isn't even the word. I am now experiencing thought processes and understandings that are giving me emotions that I've never felt before. And the reason I talk about myself in this context is that we need to look through that lens so that you can examine yourself and really have it hit home that, wow, man, we've really been accurate. We've really assessed who the globalists are, and the fact that no matter how radical and wild I sound, the reality of what the establishment is doing is so much worse. The closest this feeling that is more and more dominating me, the closest I can describe it, is to the few times I've been really hurt bad out in the middle of nowhere, and a limb is broken or a finger's chopped off, or you're helping friends that are mangled. Is that cold, focused understanding of we got to do something about this. We've got to just hold it together and stay focused, and there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And if you have that understanding, because that's the beginning of the feeling, not just the feeling, the mindset, the horizon to horizon view, then you see the general public and you can't even laugh at them anymore. You can't even have a subconscious feeling of elitism because, they're so pathetic and, well, you know what's going on. It's far deeper than that, because you realize that you're connected to these people and that there's a feedback loop from them, that you live around them and your children are going to grow up with them and that their children are going to grow up around them. And that when the establishment, the social engineers, are hurting humanity and dumbing humanity down, so they're more easily managed, and so no new power structures develop that might challenge the current power structure. You see that the evil the globalists are engaged in against humanity is blowing back on them, and then that becomes a feedback loop, and the evil just intensifies and intensifies, and that these globalists think they're getting ahead in the game because they're cheating. They're studying human psychology. They're studying how their species works and then lying to themselves and saying they're a different species. And that's what they say in their own literature. And that they're all cold-blooded and that they are scientifically carrying out this operation. But the truth is, when you study the top globalist technocrats themselves, they're egomaniacs on power trips who love the raw exercise of power, but who coldly do it on the surface and try to impress each other about how cold they are, when the truth is they're not cold at all. Because if you really get past ego and pull back and coldly and scientifically look at this, our species really has some beautiful attributes to it, some beautiful facets to it, and some great potential. We can reach for the stars, or we can fall into absolute bedlam and hell on earth. And just to realize that the ugliness and the fall of our species has just begun. And to come to the realization that for the majority of people, they're already gone. From birth, they were programmed by television. From birth, they were brought up to be shallow, insecure, vain, empty husk. And to see how pathetic and sad they are is a reflection of the fact that I'm pathetic and weak. And it is a horror story to sit there and look at it. Because when I look at the innocence of my children and their creativity and their poetry and their purity, and then I know that this world is already poisoning them and already hurting them, and then I know that humans tend to slouch towards destruction and ugliness without a focused force trying to amplify that. And to know the system is trying to hurt beauty and goodness and wholesomeness is such a vomitous paradox. Because the evil is bad enough. But then when you see all the good and the potential of humanity set next to it, and you no longer even have hatred of evil, but a recoiling disgust of it, the evil in myself that I can't eradicate. And then I want to forge a system to defeat the globalist. I want to be able to build something to resist them. But then I've got to be in the world and work within the world to even be able to operate, and that itself is corrupting. I look at the general public now, and they're like children, little spoiled, arrogant, but really scared children. And it's just torture. I mean, once you figure out globalist manipulations, I can read a book put out by the globalist to promote something they're doing, and before I turn the page, I know what it's going to say because I've heard them say it 1,000 times, 100 different ways. And you're like, oh, I'm going to turn the page, and I know exactly what they're going to say. And then I'm going to turn the next page, and I know not the plot, that's easy to guess. I know what they're going to impart. You know, there's a lot of news here that needs to be gone over. And listen, I'm not trying to be negative here. What I'm trying to do is to really get over to people that Nazi Germany was a nightmare. The Soviet system was a nightmare. The communist Chinese system was and is a nightmare. And the world is plunging back into something like that, but mixed with all sorts of nightmare high-tech systems. And when you really come to grips with the fact that world government and this system is set up so that really wicked, abusive people can hurt beautiful people and burn things and kill people and mutate the environment and mutate the genetics of the world's biosphere. It's just off the chart that it's all real and that we've been right. And it's the sickening realization. It's the sickening realization. And to know how it's all going to unfold, to see where it leads, to know where it goes, is so sad. And to wish that I could reach all these children, these adults, these childlike, scared little, shallow people who have such great potential. but who have been ruined from birth with programming. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through today only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through today. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming up, I'm going to talk about divide and conquer and how the media is going into overdrive right now to create racial division. And the new Quentin Tarantino movie that is the most pernicious use of the N-word ever, and how the system ties all that in together for control. I want to really describe what the term racism stands for. And then we are also going to get into some of the latest abuses by the TSA. You know, sometimes I wouldn't even call it getting depressed. Sometimes I do get down, though, because I'm supposed to just go on and go watch the Nutcracker, you know, with the family. And I'm supposed to, you know, go fishing with the kids. And I'm supposed to, and I want to, just go on about my business on the radio and make some jokes sometimes and have some fun. Because that's what I do as a real person. But meanwhile, Obama continues to have torture sites all over the world. And he's been caught doing it. And it's admitted that they grab innocent people and then rape them. Because that's what the people that work at the CIA and interrogation like to do. And the torture is illegal, so is the raping. They just do it, and nobody gets in trouble. And the police taser people to make them answer questions when the Fifth Amendment clearly states you can't be compelled to talk. And they are announcing the, quote, smart meters going in everywhere, increasing power bills on people, sometimes threefold, and tracking everything you do in your house wirelessly. And the government controlling what the temperature in your home is. I mean, that's beyond 1984. Along with the televisions. In fact, there's an Infowars.com article out today about Samsung TVs can be hacked. Samsung televisions can, quote, be hacked and can listen and watch you. Well, of course they can be hacked. They're designed with a back door under global technology regulations to watch and track everything you do. There's the headline. Samsung TVs can be hacked to spy on viewers. Security firm exposes dangers of so-called smart products. You know, when I hear the term smart, it'd be like saying, hey, cancer is no longer a problem. We call it smart. It's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic, or a government program to drug half the school kids, New Freedom Initiative. Would Hitler be an okay guy if we just called him smart? Or gonorrhea wouldn't be a problem. Hey, it's smart. You know, when you hear something smart, you better run the other way. Smart growth means the globalists come in and decide you can't use your property, so their property doubles in value. Means slavery. Smart means slavery when the globalists attach it to something. It means it's surveilling you. It means it's a drone sitting in your house watching you, recording you, and the entire architecture of the entire global system was premeditatedly designed 40 years ago when DARPA developed all this to be a control system. And you know, we need to be upset about that. We need to be upset about the fact that Obama said he was against the NDAA when his people wrote it, and then he said he wouldn't sign it so there wouldn't be opposition to it, and then he did sign it. Kind of like he said he was going to legalize marijuana when the states legalized it. And then he tripled the number of raids in states like California. That's been in the LA Times. Well, now he's talking to ABC News, and he says, we've got bigger fish to fry. He went on to say, it's not our top priority going after recreational users in states that have determined that it's legal. In 18 states where it's been made legal. But see, they're actually still doing all the raids. So the answer, he says, it's not states' rights. No, no. I got bigger fish to fry. Yeah, you got bigger fish to fry, Bubba. Like the announcements by the top insurance companies this last week, and I covered it yesterday out of Bloomberg and AP, of the average premium on insurance doubling. They've already gone up over 20% just in anticipation. Now doubling, which is designed to bankrupt healthcare and bankrupt the American people. This is the forced collectivization, as the globalists have done in every other country, of one-seventh of our economy. And now the healthcare is government-run to take away your care, but then also force vaccines on you, and they're now announcing all that. See, we've got to get upset and get out of our coma. We'll talk about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Let me briefly break down my definition of what racism is, and then I'll get into some military news, some economy news, and we're going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on this Friday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. More and more Democratic politicians and operatives have been calling for beating up or arresting anyone that doesn't want the United States to be collectivized. So I wanted to get Larry Graffwall, the FBI informant, who was in the Weatherman meetings with Mr. Ayers and others, when they talked about how they'd put 50 million Americans in forced labor camps once they collectivized the country and then kill half of the 50 million, 25 million people. I thought we'd tie that into Belafonte's statements about just arrest people like a third world dictator and throw those of us that don't agree into prison. That is coming up. Also, the health care issue. 15 states are opting out. Or only 15 states are opting in to run Obamacare exchanges. The other 35 are just saying they can't even do it. The government's not even providing systems to. And see, that's exactly what all our experts broke down. They were planning, as we've seen this done in third world countries and other countries that globalists take over. They set it up so it bankrupts the old system. And then there's a bigger crisis, and then they just fully socialize the health care. Because the big dream is government wants to decide what care you're going to get and then say, oh, well, it's all collectivized. We're all paying for each other, even though you pay for your own insurance. Well, we're going to control what you eat now. And by the way, you can't get medical care if you haven't taken all the vaccines. See, that's now being announced. That's why they're just giving school kids shots without parental consent now all over the country. It's totally illegal. They don't care. It's illegal when the TSA drags your wife off to a private room and pulls her pants off. But they do it. You see, because it's about the raw exercise of power. Now, they've got this new Quentin Tarantino movie coming out, Django, with the sophomoric, you know, decadent, near-collapse, imperial, you know, type stuff that you would expect to see Quentin Tarantino involved in. I know he lives here in Austin. I was at an event once he was at, and a side issue. I'm not going to get off into the story. The point is that the movie is meant to invoke the same thing Machete did, where every white person is a racist piece of garbage and the illegal aliens are all angels and white people line up Hispanic women who are pregnant and shoot them with high-powered rifles, splattering babies out of their guts. Meanwhile, conservatives actually want to stop abortion and understand the globalists are using the immigrants to come in and get on welfare to bankrupt the country and drive down wages. Well, put out by the same, you know, movie house, you know, the same production team, they come out with Django, where, as Jamie Foxx has said, I kill a lot of white people. Isn't that great? That's a quote. And the plot is out there on the web, you know, what the movie does. And it's basically every white person is an absolute piece of garbage that gets killed. And so it creates kind of this cartoon history of what was really going on in the South and the Southwest. And just, you know, reaffirms the propaganda that's put out. Because most of the public can't find their state capital. Most of the public doesn't even know what the Civil War was. So it provides kind of a cartoon pulp fiction version. So the Drudge Report runs the headline off of another story pointing out that it has the most N-words ever used in a movie and is meant to create racial division. And the Daily Beast comes out and says, did notorious aggregator Matt Drudge go too far when he used the N-word repeatedly? He used it in a headline yesterday. And then they go over it and say, oh, yes, it's very horrible. This is the type of racism. And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. He was quoting the movie and a report about how Django Review, most extreme or promiscuous use of the N-word ever heard in a mainstream movie. And that was out of EW Entertainment Weekly. So he quotes the article, links to it, pointing out that they use it over and over again, and he's the bad man. See how that works? See, when Jamie Foxx comes out and says, yeah, I kill a lot of white people, isn't that great? All of that is great. That's a wonderful thing. See, this is what racism has been turned into. It's called tribalism. And if you go to anywhere in Africa, and there's, say, a river, and there's a tribe right across the river that genetically is basically identical to the tribe across the river, it doesn't matter. They fight over mining rights and fishing rights and farming rights, and there have been gang fights between them, and so they hate each other and kill each other. And you can go to the Middle East and find Shiites and Sunnis for 700 years killing each other, and they're genetically the same people. Or you could go to the clans of Scotland, going back hundreds of years ago and right through to today, getting in fights and killing each other, even though genetically they look just like each other, have the same culture, but humans like to fight with each other. So it's called tribalism. And one group will always use the fact that another group looks different to take them over and enslave them. it's popular in, you know, Newsweek, Time Magazine, NPR, to make fun of anybody in the South and say we're stupid and dumb and ride horses to work and that we're idiots. And that's done just because it's popular and it's a form of tribalism that is seen as okay. I never really grew up hearing a lot of this, but I guess there's like the, you know, the Pace Picante ads where they say, you know, where's this sauce from, this hot sauce? Well, New York, New York City, get a rope. So a lot of it's just campy, you know, vestigial echoes of tribalism. But my point is, a lot of times it's about religion or it's about tribe. It's not even about race. So to call things racism is really a modern invention only used in the last 150 years or so. Really, all it is tribalism. Like our tribe, the Brits, going back, you know, 600, 700, 800 years ago, depending on which conflict, you know, we're going to take over the Scots, or we're going to take over the Welsh. Or you could have the Normans out of France, who were really Northern Europeans that had conquered France, who were really Vikings, you know, who came over 800 years ago and conquered everybody who was in England, had been conquered by the British or the Brits. But again, the average person wouldn't even know any of this basic history. And the Normans said they were superior and that the Anglo-Saxons were dogs and scum and ugly and spiritually deserved to be enslaved. And it was all just an excuse so they could dominate them and take them over and not give regular human rights to them that the Norman themselves would want. So when you have the liberation theology in the last 60 years put out by the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie Foundations by the CIA, this has all come out in the church committee hearings and others, on the tax-free foundations, they said, we're going to teach whites not to have tribalism. And again, you can say it's good, you can say it's bad. Whites, on average, were stratified, where the whites at the country club didn't associate with any of the white people and called them white trash. And then you had the religious snobs who didn't associate with the Methodists because they were Baptist. And the Baptists didn't associate with the Methodists because they were vice versa. Or the Catholics didn't associate with the on and on and on. It's all just snobbery, exclusivity. Humans break down into that. So the globalists come along 60 years ago. This is when it really intensified and said, we're going to end all of this racism. And really what they're saying is we're going to end exclusivity and domination through class and create a classless society. Now, they were addressing at a barbaric level wrongs that were going on in tribalism along racial lines. And so that is wrong. But from the globalist cold-blooded perspective, they weren't trying to get rid of a tribalism to create some ecumenical utopian view. They were seeking simply to break down classes so that they could all be put into a homogenized, plastic, eugenics-based culture to destroy the family itself, regardless of what color you were, so that you could be rendered down and dumbed down to the level of animals so that you could not resist their scientific conquest. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's purely a weapon. Whites are brought up to be these knock-kneed, shaking, insecure, filled with guilt, loathing themselves with self-hate. Believe me, racism in white people is just unbelievably rare. What is not rare is people so insecure around other groups that they won't hire other people just because they're so scared they may do something wrong. You understand what I'm saying? But that's actually what the globalists want, is the division. You see, out of their false multiculturalism, they say, well, the Hispanics could be in something called the race. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That's the Mecha La Raza slogans. I mean, that's literal Ku Klux Klan slogan, just reversed for Hispanics. But the media and all the Fortune 500, they fund that as a tool of control to be able to have racial leaders over those groups so the people won't value an identification with private property or guns or the right to defense or the right to religion, because they're afraid we would all get together for the right of religion, the right of self-defense, the right of private property. No. The only right is now to the racial heritage. And then once, if someone goes along with the racial heritage, you can then attach taking guns, shutting down society, as long as you dangle the racial tribalism in front of them. That's the same thing where you have all the big black rappers and all the big black actors come out and say, whites are scum, blacks are God, we're going to kill you, and then have the anointed white trendy cool person sit there and clap, and then all the whites go, that's how I'm cool, is saying whites are scum, let's kill them. You understand how that works? And it's all scientifically done. It's all and then if you report on it, you're a racist. So it just boils it down to where there's double standards for a tribalism where the government does this. Listen to me carefully. The central social engineers, they come in as whites get scareder and scareder and then vote for more police, more control, and support, wink, wink, a real tribalism now to arrest those dangerous criminals, code word for Hispanics and blacks, who were then put into prisons set up, according to racial gangs, to get a 4, 5, 10-year diploma in criminality to come back out to actually keep those groups in criminal substratum. Now the whites are brought in as an inner party to serve out of fear the government that they see will protect them, while at the same time the government is actually radicalizing blacks, Hispanics, and others through the MTV warfare systems. So, to boil it all down, racism is simply a political tool that is hyped and pushed by the government and the media to create more division, but to also be selectively enforced and to be used to restrict the First Amendment. Just as Europe has gotten rid of free speech, you get arrested if you say a racial slur. And now they've got it down to saying if you criticize open borders, that's racism, and so you're arrested. You're arrested in Europe now, in France, in Germany, in England, you name it. But it's okay because it's politically correct. And then now you hear Harry Belafonte saying, hey, Obama, you know, maybe he needs to just arrest like a third world dictator, people that disagree with him. You see, and then you get into it. It's amazing. By the way, we got some bad news. They were first reporting that they'd shot the shooter. And now it looks like at least one child killed and some others wounded. And the shooter is the father of the student. You know, I like Christmas trees and I like Christmas, but I don't like the big commercial stress and everybody's so stressed out. I can just feel the bad vibes during the holidays. 27 dead. Okay, this is, and oh my God. And you notice that CBS News, you notice they kept this. You notice they kept this quiet for a long time with it cordoned off, always a bad sign like Columbine. If that CBS News headline is right, you notice this is happening right as the second term comes in and Obama has said, even if Congress doesn't act, he's going to physically try to take all handguns and rifles. And they're saying that this is handguns. Holy Toledo. You know, I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm feeling so much dread. I said, I have never felt in my gut, in my spirit. Will you put that back on screen, please? I want to read that to people. Man, they are really going to use this. And I'm sure there'll be the usual signs It may be staged. If not, it's been copycat promoted by the media, and then the guy will be on Prozac or one of those derivatives. 27 dead, including 14 children, in elementary school shooting. Oh, sweet Lord. God, please heal this land. CBS News was reporting 27 people are dead, including 14 students, after a shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. The gunman is among the dead. CBS News, John Miller reports there is a preliminary information that the gunman was the father of one of the students. Miller also says that at least a couple dozen people were shot. The shooter was killed and apparently had two guns. A person with knowledge of the shooting said the person spoke of a condition of anonymity because the investigation was still underway. It is not known whether the shooter took his own life or was killed. Two students at the said the teacher were also injured in the shooting. They were taken to Dansbury Hospital, spokesman Diane Burke said. It was an orderly evacuation given the circumstances. Why didn't somebody have a gun in the school? Why don't they arm the teachers? Nope. The gunmen always go to the victim disarmament zone. They're going to come after our guns, folks. Get ready. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere, with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis. A $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door.
Overall, mass shooting deaths are flat in the last 20 years. If you pull up Justice Department numbers. And I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo and Don Salazar repost those under a link to the CBS News. They are now saying 27 dead, and including 14 children at the elementary school. I know Connecticut has some pretty strict gun laws. We are just a very sick society. We've aborted 53 million babies now. I'm always using the 50 million number. It's grown. And we make troops serve 5, 6, 7 tours until they break down. And so many people now are on Prozac-type drugs that they admit in their own trials caused in the Eli Lilly trials in 1980, a 15-fold increase in suicide and violent outbreaks. In fact, it's on the inserts now. They were forced about a decade ago, as you know, to put in the inserts of all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I don't think I've ever seen a mass shooting that wasn't staged where the person wasn't hopped up on those drugs. And this could be real with all the, the culture of death and people being in on it. But if we start seeing telltale signs of it being staged, we'll let you know. It has now come out that it was a government program and that person was in a mind control program. And the doctor he was under was a head Air Force mind control doctor, and he was involved in DARPA brain interface programs and told people he was under mind control in the jail. Theodore Korzynski, the Unabomber, was a part of MKUltra. That's LA Times. So, see, once you've seen this a few dozen times over and over again, and you notice the timing of it all, and the fact that the gun culture is the one area we're beating them. And if we beat them in any area, they fail. Despite all their propaganda, people know the government wants our guns to enslave us. And people now want guns because of the crazies and the violent people that are out there. Because you know you're good and you have a right to protect yourself. But Obama has signaled that he may use executive orders, as he's done in other areas outside of Congress, to physically ban handguns and rifles that are semi-auto. And that will start a civil war. Not everybody's going to turn them in. And I've had a feeling of dread. Before the shooting even started, I talked to my wife this morning, and I said, I was saying at the start of the show, but this had already begun. We thought only the gunman was dead then, that I'm always honest with you. I never tell the crew this, except every once in a while. The day before they had the fake bin Laden raid, I said, I have a really bad feeling of dread. And always something big happens. And it's probably something so big. They've got troops massing. U.S. troops are now announcing, publicly massing in Turkey on the Syrian border. They're talking about bombing campaigns that they call peaceful. But nobody will show that when they kill a bunch of innocent Syrians. They'll only trot out these 14 dead kids. It'll probably be more now if they're preliminary saying 14 dead children, 27 dead total. And they're going to come after our guns. So I moved our guests back 30 minutes, so I'll start going to your calls as soon as we start the next hour here in about one moment. But that's another reason I would never have my children. And I know they've set it up where it's hard to, not have your kids in government training camp. But I wouldn't have my children in public schools because they're advertised everywhere as the place to go when you want to commit suicide. Well, don't commit suicide. Go to a school and kill a bunch of people. And then these spoiled brat, people almost always on psychotropic drugs, they go and throw a fit. And they kill one person and they throw a fit. And they just start killing, killing, killing. And under the new Soviet model, I'm supposed to be punished because there's crazy people out there and turn my guns in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.